Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME and Elizabeth Sanchez. Elizabeth Sanchez is a 47-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on both 11/17/21 and 4/29/22. Appeared in the first event, she slipped and fell down. Appeared in the second, she was putting a resident in bed, and when he went down, she held him so he did not hurt his head. Period. For the former, she believed she injured her back. Period. For the latter, she believed she injured her right arm. Period. She did not indicate whether she went to the emergency room after either event. Period. She had further evaluation, identifying a tear in her shoulder for which she underwent surgery on 8/25/22. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. She did not undergo epidural injections or surgery on her back. Period. New paragraph. As per her first claim petition on 11/17/21, she fell on water, causing acute post-traumatic lumbar spine strain and sprain with chronic orthopedic residuals. Period. Her second claim petition alleges on 4/29/22, she was transferring a patient, resulting in acute post-traumatic right shoulder strain and sprain with internal derangement requiring surgical repair and chronic orthopedic residuals. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show Ms. Sanchez was seen at WorkNet on 11/17/21. Period. She gave them the same mechanism of injury as described above. Period. They had minimal difficulty moving on and off the exam table. Period. She ambulated with a slight antalgic gait. Period. Straight leg raise maneuver was positive and a sitting root test was positive. Period. She was diagnosed with left lower leg strain, comma, lumbar strain, comma, and right forearm abrasions. Period. She was to use ice packs, comma, ibuprofen and Flexeril, as well as modified activities. Period. She followed up on 11/22/21, stating her left foot and left arm pain and right arm pain had resolved. But she still had sharp, constant pain in her back, increased when sitting or standing or bending. Period. She states in the past, toradol injection had helped her pain. Period. And underline this would speak to a prior low back issue. Period. She was administered a toradol injection, and does not appear, and followed up at this facility one last time on 11/29/21. Period. She was given another diagnosis of lumbar sprain complicated by chronic sciatica. Period. She was cleared for discharge and returned to full duty. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Sanchez was also seen at WorkNet on 5/24/22. Period. She was 3 weeks status post-injury to her right shoulder. Period. She had one visit of therapy at that time because her pet dog had passed away. Period. She was diagnosed with right shoulder and right upper arm sprain and strain. Period. She was to continue with physical therapy. Period. She declined a steroid injection at that time. Period. On 6/2/22, she returned to WorkNet and was seen by their nurse practitioner. Period. He referred the petitioner for orthopedic attention relative to her right shoulder strain. Appeared in a paragraph on 8-8-22. She was seen by Dr. F-A-K-H-A-R-Z-A-D-E-H. Period. He diagnosed non-displaced fracture of the distal phalanx of the right thumb. Scratch that. This is the wrong patient. She did have an MRI on the right shoulder on 6-30-22. Period showed a slap tear with posterior labral extension with an associated 5 millimeter superior paralabral ganglion cyst. Period on 8-25-22, Dr. Bernardini performed right shoulder surgery to be inserted here. Period. She had a repeat shoulder MRI on 12-20-22 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She had come under the orthopedic care of Dr. Bernardini on 6-20-22. Period. He then recommended an immediate MRI of the shoulder, as noted above. Period. He also performed x-rays in the office that showed mild superior migration of the humeral head in relation to the glenoid, but there was no evidence of glenohumeral arthritis. For the AC joint appears to be within normal limits, but there was no evidence of fracture or other notable abnormalities. Period. After undergoing the MRI, they reviewed these results on 7-15. 22, appeared Dr. Bernardini, discussed possible treatment options, period, on 8-25-22, he performed right shoulder surgery to be inserted here, period. Put this in bold. The surgery is listed on the record review, but the actual operative report does not appear in the file. Period. Please find it. On 12-5-22, she saw Dr. Bernardini's status post. Right shoulder debridement and bicep tenodesis. Appears she was attending physical therapy. Period. He monitored her progress over the ensuing months, running through 1-9-23. Period. He noted she had undergone a repeat MRI of the right shoulder. Period. His assessment was osteoarthritis of the glenohumeral joint, for which he advised anti-inflammatory and a corticosteroid injection, which was administered. Period. He noted MRI revealed no evidence of rotator cuff tear, labral tear, biceps tear, or other abnormalities. It did show thickening of the anterior inferior capsule consistent with adhesive capsulitis. Period. On 2-6-23, she saw Dr. Bernardini again. Period. At that juncture, due to her favorable progress, he cleared her for full duty. Period. She was to return in 6 weeks for hopeful extra medical improvement determination. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There were transverse scars on the dorsal aspect of each wrist that she attributed to cyst excision. Period. There were no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Right shoulder abduction and flexion were to 140 and 150 degrees, respectively. Period motion was otherwise full in all individual spheres. Without crepitus or tenderness, period, he combined active extension with internal rotation was to T10 compared to T9 on the left. Paired motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Shoulder maneuvers, she had a positive O'Brien's and cross-arm adduction maneuvers on the right, which were negative on the left. Extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She changed position fluidly. I was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Appeared to see punch, straight leg raise maneuvers at 80 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Appeared this is not clinically meaningful. Period. Impressions. Elizabeth Sanchez was injured at work on both 11-17-21 and 4-29-22. Appeared the first injury involved her lumbar spine, treated conservatively. Period. The second primarily involved her right shoulder. Appeared she had an MRI followed by surgery on 8-25-22 to be inserted here. Appeared she had a postoperative MRI on 12-20-22 to be inserted here. Appeared she had physical therapy postoperatively and followed up with Dr. Bernardini through 2-6-23. Period. New paragraph of current examination. Found she had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. Appeared there were no signs of neural tension. Appeared she had decreased range of motion about the right shoulder and associated scarring. Period. She had positive O'Brien's and cross-arm reduction maneuvers on the right, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. End.